This chapter will recite the extended label for Enland, The Holographic Principle by Joel Toms. It is written by curator Sunny Kerr. It is 3 minutes and 19 seconds long. There are labels on the walls of the gallery for each artwork, which includes biographical information of the artist, the title of the artwork, and what materials were used. Here is Joel Toms.
Joel Toms. Born Toronto, Ontario in 1981. Title, Enland, The Holographic Principle, 2021. Materials, 4K video, 5.1 sound, steel slotted angle sculptures with Fresnel lenses, mirror ball motors, Robinson Huron Treaty, Library and Archives Canada, RG10, volume 1844/IT148. Microfilm reel, T-9938. Acid burn rocks from Sudbury Landscape. Sudbury Basin Shattercone rock sculpture from Sudbury's Science North. Sloan Digital Sky Survey plug plate from the collection of Stéphane Courteau. Isomorph sea prints. Sculptures of brass and rock sourced from Sudbury's Dynamic Earth. Work desk with computer showing group portrait of Snow Plus detector video. The Robinson Huron Treaty annuity case court documents. Physics essays by Ning Kiang Song and Aaron Vincent. Sudbury bedrock compilation map from Canada's Geological Survey. Neutrino particles and shadows. The following is the extended label written by curator Sunny Kerr. Joel Toms borrows the imagery, materials, and strategies of physics, composing them in an art context to probe the ecological ethics of our time. For example, borrowing a strategy from theoretical physicists, he plays with higher dimensions throughout his installation. Made explicit in his metal hypercube sculptures titled The Bulk Frameworks, the provocative flattening and layering of complex dimensional objects continues in his isomorphic prints, in which he layers flattened 3D scans of Snow Lab experiments to expose gaps and hidden strata within scientific classification methodologies. Tom's installation suggests a multidimensional view of the Snow Lab site, which he refers to as holographic, reading context and agency through vast cosmic and geological timescales. The piece reflects on interconnected components of land. The comet that hit the location 1.85 billion years ago, and the resulting emergence of copper and nickel deposits within its rock. How the land is both a major mining site and the object of debated government treaties with indigenous peoples. And how the rock itself isolates Snow Lab from the interference of surface radiation, so that experiments can search for rare cosmic particles.
This concludes the description of Joel Toms' Enland, The Holographic Principle. Move to the next artwork, Blank Spots, by Nadia Lichtig, and play Chapter 12 when you arrive. The first stop for this artwork is located in another room in the gallery. Follow the path for 20 meters.